Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All that ridicule you took, every bit of the ridicule you took after getting your butt beat, when you pound on their butt tonight, you think about that. You take every bit of your energy, every fiber in your bone, and you take it and you beat the piss out of them. I'm talking about beat the piss out of them. Let's go whip their ass. Let's go.
Balls of Steel, hour number three coming up. That's about an hour from now. Just hold those. Don't post them right now or they will get lost. Just give us about an hour. We'll get right to it. Jordan, who just got his graduation accomplished at Purdue, at Boiler Up. Welcome in, sir.
Morning, Bill. How you doing today?
What's it feel like to be free?
You know, it's pretty good. I'm sad it's over, but it was the best 4 years I ever could have asked for.
You know, I don't know what the percentage are, but a lot of students don't feel that way. I mean, it's sometimes it is your best years, but you absolutely, out of high school, chose Purdue, and you're saying those 4 years were incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. When I was picking my college, I was between Purdue and UGA, actually.
Wow.
And I didn't get into UGA. And it was probably the best thing I ever could have asked for. But being at Purdue has been better than I ever could have imagined.
We've got a few that went to the high school with my kids that went to IU. I think like two of them. They love Bloomington. They absolutely love it. But you went to Purdue, and you wouldn't change it for anything.
No, not at all, Bill. And I've been looking for a copy of it on YouTube or something, but during commencement on Saturday, our university president absolutely destroyed all the corona bros at other schools that wouldn't reopen campuses or were too afraid to take on a challenge. And
wow.
It was really good stuff. I need to find a video.
Who was this again?
It was our university president, Mitch Daniels. He's a former Indiana governor.
I would just assume that if it's a university president, it would be a corona bro. You're saying not the case. Wow.
No, he was active last summer in getting us back on campus right in August. And he went on MSNBC.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Now. I remember that.
Yeah. He was open about getting us back on, and he pulled it off all right. It was fantastic.
What are your plans? Are you done with school, graduate school, or where are you headed?
Yeah, I'm done with school. I'm still waiting on a job offer, expecting one here in the next week or so, to stay back in Lafayette and work there. But for right now, I'm going home for the week and just hanging out with family a little bit.
Tell me again. I forgot. What city in Indiana are you from?
I'm originally from Warsaw, which is a small town, but I now live in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
That's right. That's right. I remember. Well, good for you, sir. Yeah, I just had my second oldest just finished at Tennessee, and they did. Now, where was your ceremony? Oh, you told me that. It was outdoors, right?
Yeah, it was at Ross Aid Stadium.
That's right.
We were all able to have we got two tickets to give out to our parents to come watched commencement, and it was great. You know, it felt like a full Ross State Stadium again, because they only use the part of the stadium where you could see the stage. So it was fantastic, and based off what I saw Saturday, I think we're in good shape to have a full Ross State Stadium in the fall.
That is fantastic news. So you're going to stay back in the college town, and now the job you're waiting on, would that keep you local? Would you be able to stay there?
It would, yeah.
Well, that's good.
And that's what I'm kind of hoping for. I'd like to stay around there.
Wonder what it's like, and I don't know what this feels like, to graduate. Well, actually, I do. And then stay in the town. You're not from that town, but you stay in it, but you're no longer a student there. Will that be a little weird?
Yeah, thankfully Lafayette's fairly good size. It's about 70,000-75,000 people. And then there's more over in, you know, the West Lafayette side. So it's not too small, but it's definitely, you know, it's still a college town. So
right.
It'll be interesting.
Got a nice note, I think it was your dad, on Twitter.
Yeah, I saw he tweeted in to you. He listens to the show as well. He really enjoys it.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Now, you have any siblings still in school?
I have two younger stepsisters. One just finished up her freshman year at Purdue, and then another is finishing up her sophomore year at high school.
So all Boilermakers so far.
Yep. Yeah, my mom's a Purdue graduate, and then me, and then 3 years from now, my stepsister will be.
How about that? We had a few buddies out of high school go there, and I just remember them telling me it was not an easy academic load. It was difficult.
No, not at all. They Purdue makes you earn it, so it felt pretty good to get that diploma on Saturday.
I bet. No, I bet. Well, Jordan, always a pleasure to hear from you, sir. Stay in touch.
For sure, Bill. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, Jordan, you've heard him on the show various times in the past. And he's been on the show to talk some Big Ten football. And he was finishing up this last year at Purdue. He's got that degree, and he's heading out. He's heading into the world. That guy's sharp. You can tell. That guy's sharp. Like, that guy has things figured out probably more so than most college students. You could tell that guy's got a vision and knows what he's doing. That's impressive. Friday after the show, and you're aware of the story, Josh in London, Ohio, was helping out with vaccinating bulls. 2,000-pound animals with spears, right? With horns. And he got caught in between two who were about to fight or something, and he got speared in his arm, and he also broke some ribs. I'm sitting there on Friday working a little bit, and I get a text from Josh. It's a picture. Now, if you're having breakfast right now, it's up to you whether you want to continue listening for the next minute or two to me. I won't be too graphic. Well, I won't be too graphic. But let me put it this way. It's a picture of Josh's arm, and there's a hole about the size of a golf ball. And I don't mean just a little cut. I mean a hole. H-O-L-E. You can almost see out the other side. If you're enjoying a nice breakfast burrito right now, I'm sorry. But it's my job to talk, and I'm talking right now. It is as graphic it's very graphic. My wife was on a business call, and I walked up to her with that picture on Friday. That was not a good move on my part. Not a smart move. Yeah, Josh says, hey, Bill, take a look. It's a big hole in my arm. This is what happened. So he got stabbed by the horns of a bull. He got in between them. They were vaccinating. Now, that wasn't the coronavirus vaccination. I don't know what it was. But you have to, if you've got cattle or some people have bison. Matter of fact, there's a road back where Jeff 2 lives where there's a farm where they have, isn't it bison? I know there's some alpacas back there and everything else. But with those big animals like that, bison, obviously cows, the big bulls, you have to what they call work them. And I don't know if it's once a year, twice a year, but you basically have to herd them up and then get them in a chute. It's a big metal cage that entraps them to where they can't move, and then you can vaccine them through the metal. And then you let them go. They get mad. They try and fight. They try and escape out of there, and it's dangerous as heck. It's very dangerous. These guys are standing around them. They rear up. Some of them try to jump over it. These things that weigh 2,000 pounds or whatever, they can jump 6 feet, they say. Now, think about that. You've got a 2,000-pound animal, 1,800 pounds, whatever. They're all different sizes. That can jump over the height of a man, 6 feet. Except they're a 2,000-pound bomb if they hit you. You just get barely grazed by one of those things. You're knocked 10 feet or whatever. But, yeah, and we were talking about this last week. You get bulls together, and it's war. It is absolute war, whether it's in the moo cow category, the bison category, or the deer category, for that matter. If it's rut season, oh, my gosh. If you're out walking, and there's a lot of deer in your area, and it's mating season, you run across a buck, good luck. Because they consider you a threat to their mating. And you're talking, what's a good size buck weigh? 200 pounds or more? You folks who will know more about that than me, I'm not a hunter. But a buck is 200, maybe more, maybe a lot more. You run across one that sees you in their way, good luck in that fight, unless you've got a rifle. You're not winning that fight. I know a guy back about 30 years ago who was a home builder. I think he still is. He was on one of his sites just checking things out and had one charge him on that site. I don't know what, but obviously this male deer, this buck was looking around. Mating season is fighting season. It's mating and fighting season, and they don't care. But, yeah, Josh sends me a picture. I'm just sitting there on Friday, and it's, hey, Bill, take a look, and it's just a massive hole in his arm. That's the life I live, y'all. That's what happens to me day to day. Balls of Steel coming up, hour number 3. We're presented by the place where we will be a week from this Thursday, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
It was like, you know, Grandma beat up Dad at the dinner table, and just no one wanted to acknowledge that it happened.
Good morning. It's heavy, but it's moving out here on I-40 coming through Mount Juliet. All this traffic flow coming in through Wilson County right now. Wrapping up that crash, 2100 Woodmont Boulevard. That's going to be near Hillsborough Pike. Busy, but it's moving 40 east here up through Kingston Springs. All that traffic flow coming in from Dixon County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their other flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Yes, I'm excited that baseball's back because it means great weather, a cool beverage, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences, risk-free. You'll get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. And once you have an account, you can get up to $25 back each day in site credit if your same-game parlay bet falls one one leg short. There is a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app, it's simple to use. They've got great odds on all the different betting markets. And when you win, FanDuel will pay you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
The Locksmith Company. Our full-service locksmithing expert is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by The Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
North Carolina, big Michigan fan over there, says, Bill, my daily commute will be riveting without that Jeff guy from the borough. Woo, baby. A great Monday is ahead. Yeah, you guys got J.I.B. out of the way before the first break. That worked out well. Now, he doesn't call every day, but if today was going to be a call day. Oh, the Cosby Cattleman sent me something. It's some YouTube. He wants me to play this. I need to, next break, I need to look at this. He said, Bill, send this to Crazy Charlie and have him play it as my, what do they call that in baseball? Your do they call it the walk-up song? Walk-up or something. I haven't even seen it. I haven't even seen what he did. Is it called walk-up? Okay. Yeah, in high school, I know they do. Do they do that? Do they do that to the college players too? Or now Major League Baseball? Not they just pick one out for the do the players pick it out in Major League Baseball or do the teams pick it out or is it different? I don't know. I don't watch enough of it to tell you. But the Cosby Cattleman, I haven't even listened to it. 614 Rob, you know I noticed this too. Yeah, I'm going to give you a little bit of my mind on this one. He says, Bill, leave it to the leadership, the woke leadership at Ohio State, to tell us they offered psychological assistance to the athletes who hooked up with a massage therapist. I'm sure those athletes took full advantage of the offer. I was thinking the exact same thing. In that article that I was picking out a few paragraphs from, I noted the numbers that they said they came up with during the investigation, and five of them apparently had some sort of happy ending. 117 said they had, I don't even remember, but it was a small number that actually had some sort of contact, wink, wink, or happy ending. And in the article it reads, and full psychological guidance and help was provided to players. Let me just pose this to you. With your understanding of college and your understanding of dudes, okay? Do you think there is one dude who, quote, hooked up with the massage therapist who is struggling emotionally because of this? I mean, are you kidding me? All of you that have gone to college or know guys who are between 18 and, let's say, 22, 23, college students, guys, though, okay? You tell me of a guy who is going to be upset later and need psychological help because they hooked up with a 41-year-old massage therapist. That's not what they're doing. They're telling their buddies about it, and they're getting high fives for it. That's the way this works. Yeah, I noticed. Rob is exactly right. And I right when I was reading that, because some of that, I'd gone to the article because I really hadn't read much on it. And I picked out just a few, because it's a really long boilerplate kind of read. And I don't want to get into that for you guys. Just wanted to get into the specifics. I found the area in the article where it had the numbers, but the part where it said, and psychological help was provided those student athletes who needed it. There is not a guy that I've ever met in my life, maybe I just hadn't met the right guys, that would be anything but giggling their tails off and telling their buddies about, hey, guess what? This massage therapist who's 41 is not only giving us a good massage, but, and then some. Let's have a few beers and talk about it. You're going to like this story, guys. Sit around the campfire. I've got a good one for you. That's the way this works. Oh, my God. The massage therapist ended up giving me, Johnny Five Star, a happy ending. I think I need to seek therapy. I don't think I've ever heard a dude say that. Again, maybe I just don't know who the right dudes are. Rob, very good point from you. Jim in Ramsey, New Jersey. Bill, college players have their own walk-up songs. Well, I know they in high school they did, because in high school where my kids played, all those teams do. And they ask you what you want your walk-up song to be. I've never understood that. I had somebody, I don't remember, somebody, it was some show a couple of years ago. Bill, can you come on? I said, sure. And they said, what do you want your walk-up song to be? I said, what? They said, what do you want your, I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. What song would you like on when we introduce you? I don't care. Put anything on. I don't have anything I want you to play when I come on. Yeah, I don't, that's not my thing. Larry in North Carolina, Bill, travel baseball has walk-up music now. Well, now, again, if you're going to have walk-up music, though, it's got to be a travel tournament where they actually have somebody on the PA system. A lot of those tournaments, all the ones I've been to with my sons, I don't know that there was ever much PA work. Maybe if it was some kind of bigger, quote, World Series. Another big joke about Little League ball is they call these various tournaments either a state tournament, and then they'll just pick a random weekend and call it a World Series. It has nothing to do with actually being a World Series. It's just some teams showing up, maybe from other states. And then they call it a World Series. We were the 14U, I'm just making this up, World Series champs. Here's my trophy. Now, were teams from all over America, did they somehow have to play their way into this, and then you guys won it because you were better, or was it just random teams that came to play a random weekend? And the answer is it's the second one. I never understood that in travel ball. We just won a state tournament. Who all played? Did everybody in the state play in this? Or was there some kind of feeder deal we have to play? No. Just one weekend. They call it a state tournament. We won it, and I guess we're the state champions. I never understood that. I never understood. Let me tell you something, folks. Little League travel ball is vastly overrated. I did it. No, I'm not saying we didn't do it. We did it. It's vastly overrated. That is not what's going to determine whether you get to play college or not, is how you did in 12U, 14U baseball. If you think that's the case, good luck to you. Now, you may be so good that you get noticed then and then you do play in college. That happens. But that is not the magic wand that you need. High school ball, and particularly once you get on up into high school, unless you're just one of those rare freshmen who plays on the varsity, and that's a rare guy, but it happens. I mean, it happens. Most every team may have one freshman who can help. Unless it's a team that's just not very good and a lot of young guys have to play. Or if it's a new school where they're building up and they're starting freshman class, sophomore class. But for the most part, man, I've seen 1 year, Chris McIlvain, for example, who plays for Vanderbilt, pitches for Vanderbilt, and thought he may be catching for Vanderbilt, but right now he's just a pitcher only. He was a heck of a player. He's a freshman at Summit High School. As a freshman at Summit High School, he was the player of the year and probably the best district in the state of Tennessee. That baseball district is sick. A year ago, the first high school player taken in the entire Major League Baseball draft was from that district, Robert Hassel. I mean, I can go on and on. It's a crazy, deep district with players and teams and everything. And a freshman was the player of the year. He was the player of the year his first year, freshman year, right out of junior high. And it was a good league that year. Played shortstop. He's probably throwing close to 90 as a freshman. He's not now at Vanderbilt, he's not a flamethrower. He's a 92, 93 guy. You may say, wow, that's awesome. On that level, it's not that impressive. Man, now he's a solid pitcher for them. He's in his second year at Vanderbilt. But he's not. He doesn't have a big arm on that level. Now, in high school, he's got a big arm. Big, big arm. But you get on that level and your fastball is topping 92, 93, that ain't nothing for the hitters. That's the equivalent of baseball, high school baseball, and you're throwing 82. It's amazing. Like I told you, we'll get the call here. One of the craziest things about watching baseball all these years, but really attaching myself to college ball, is the arm and the power has gone nuts the last 10 years. The jump in velocity has been remarkable. You're sitting there witnessing it. It is. It's something. Call Big Cattleman. Welcome in. Cosby Cattleman.
Yabba dabba do, Moisture King. Who cares about fake Peabody baseball? We got Moonshot Max.
So, Vitello and Van Horn, did they almost brawl?
Yes, well, something about the, I don't know what that's about. Vitello was at Arkansas, and they had a couple of transfers, one at Arkansas, one at Tennessee off the ETSU team. I have no idea about it, Bill. I can't give you, you tell me.
I just saw him kind of face to face. I don't know.
Yeah, I peeked at it on TV. I walked over into Buzz Country, but I was hiked across the state line over into Asheville, over and getting into North Carolina a little bit. Things opening up, parks wide open. Hey, Bill, got to tell you about Saturday. Moonshot Max, 3-run walk off.
Talking about Max Ferguson wetting the game for Tennessee against Arkansas.
Yeah, Moonshot Max.
It's a heck of a hit.
Those people went wild. There was a big party on the strip, too, Saturday night, Bill.
Was it?
You can lose two out of three games and everybody's happy. That's kind of funny how that works, isn't it?
Hope you're wearing three masks when you were on that strip.
You need 10 masks when they bring those Calhoun's ribs out, Bill. I never seen anything like this, Bill. The whole town's on fire on college baseball. Never would have thought it in a million years.
College baseball is a thing, y'all. It really is.
Well, I'd rather watch the Braves, but that's just me. But I mean, everybody's into it. But I'm just telling you, Bill, the fans, 100% capacity, they burned the strip down from what I'm hearing. Party went to like 2 in the morning.
I mean, just the strip, and that's right there, right alongside.
Where your kid's condo is.
That's true. Is that Kingston Pike? What street is that?
Yeah, you know that old scuzzy hotel they never fixed. Peyton Manning bought it and finally fixed it. So that was the epicenter. That's where it all went down from what I'm hearing. I'm too old to be up at 2 in the morning anymore.
That old hotel. That's where Roy Adams used to hold court.
Yeah, that's right. They caught the graduate now. I think there's one over there in Nashville, too. They kind of make it a little hometown school thing vibe to it. But I'm hearing they had a big, huge party till 2 in the morning. Moonshot Max.
Now wait a minute. Peyton Manning bought that hotel?
Yeah, the graduate. Yeah,
I did not know that.
Bean Counters, Google the graduate. Graduate hotels are all over these college towns all across the country. And, yeah, Peyton Manning. He's involved. Going out first pitch. I'll tell you what, Bill, I know you're over there at Peabody Baseball. The real deal's Tennessee. I mean, this whole town's on fire about it. It's like, it reminds me of the 85 Sugar Vols. Dale Jones.
85 Sugar Vols.
Hey, you know what I'm looking for? You know what we need, Bill, like in the old days? We need a real good baseball player to come out of like Brentwood Franklin. I'm sure there are a million of them over there, right?
There's a lot of good baseball here, yes.
We need like a Peabody, Tennessee nose-to-nose recruiting battle for the best player in the state. Like an old, those old Southern football, five-star football rankings. You know, everybody call you about, hey, Shuler.
Yeah.
We need one of those right there in 615. We need Tony Valls to come over and kick Corbin's butt for a play right over in Williamson County.
Hadn't happened recently, but it might in the future, as good as they're playing.
Well, if you had TV on, if you saw those 5,000 people burning the stadium down, I'd say they're going to get a visit. Hey, Bill, one thing on real sports here. Let's talk some football real quick.
Yes, sir.
Catron Evans, or whatever his name is.
Who?
Must have been on the – Catron so-and-so, some defensive tackles that are going to leave Tennessee for Coach Prime. He must have been some pretty good kind bud to make that kind of decision. But are we getting beat on the recruiting trail by Coach Prime now?
Probably not too often, no.
If you're turning down the SEC to go work out in a trailer, more power to you.
There's the music, Cosmic Adam.
Moonshot Max, Tony Valls, Moonshot Max, see you, Bill.
No mention of Danny the Plumber there. Shocking. Balls of Steel, top of the hour. Just hold those another 20 minutes or so. Omni Nashville Hotel.
I'm the guy that holds the belt above my head.
Good morning. Still heavy traffic out here as expected this time of the morning coming through Mount Juliet. All this traffic flow leaving Wilson County down I-40 through Hermitage. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here. They're clearing that one. Woodbine Boulevard to Hillsboro Pike should be cleared up in just a few minutes. Still a lot of traffic coming in from Dixon County on I-40 East, especially up through Kingston Springs. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on June 11th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners come out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning, mostly cloudy, highs near 82. For tonight, a slight chance of thunderstorms and rain, cloudy, lows near 63. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms expected, cloudy, highs near 80. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, 64. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, I'm Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Look, I don't have a gun to my head saying, okay, if I don't know this by Saturday, you know, I'm going to miss church and go jump off the bridge.
In Ocoee, Florida. Bill, the guys at Ohio State that need therapy will be the guys that didn't get the happy ending. That's more accurate. Yes, that is accurate. The guys that did not participate. Yeah, the idea that we provided psychological help for those. Who put that in the release? There's not one red-blooded male who will need any psychological help after this. Not one that I've met, at least. Well, let me back up on that. In this environment, this woke environment, maybe there is one. I wouldn't think Ohio State would have one, though. Not football player, at least. John. Bill, don't know if you've spoke to this yet, but the Crimson Tide has now won the SEC title in football, basketball, gymnastics, and now softball, same year. Love it. It's hard to do. It's very hard to do. To have a lot of your programs winning on a high level at the same time is not all that common. Josh up in London, Ohio, who sent us a picture of his arm with a huge hole in it, where he was stabbed or gouged or gored by the horns of a bull. says, Bill, does anybody know the massage therapist's name? I'm going to need a massage after all this healing I'm going to undergo. I do not know her name. Has her name been, I know she lost her license. I did see that in one of these articles. Noel Cav up in Chicago. Bill, two things you don't do in the animal kingdom. Mess with a male during mating season and mess with the mama's kids. True. Mama will take care of you if she feels her kids are being threatened. That is true. Doug DiBiase. And Georgia Dog said that's not the way you pronounce it. It's not DiBiase. I have no idea how you pronounce it, Doug. That's on me. It sounds famous, though, when you say Doug DiBiase. I like the way it flows. It says, Bill, been traveling for work the last 4 weeks, so I haven't been able to listen to the show. Hope you and the family and all the listeners are doing well. Good to be able to hear the show again. Good to have you back. Doug had been ghosting us for work reasons. Don't know why Black is ghosting us month after month. Couldn't tell you. 614, Rob, Bill, the woke leadership at Ohio State decided a couple of years ago it was stressful, very stressful for students if you called them freshmen, sophomore, juniors, or seniors. So now they call them first year, second year, third year, or fourth year. I'm sure the students are more relaxed now. Boy, I'm not in the loop on any of this stuff. I think I saw where another school was doing that, though. Or what was it that or, oh, they didn't like the word freshman because it makes it sound like it's only men. I think that's what I was reading somewhere. Some school has outlawed that name because the word man is in there. It's not fair. Johnny Vegas. Bill, at least in travel baseball, it was a trophy for winning and not for just simply participating. Yeah, that's a good point. No, that's a very good point. I'm trying to find here. Larry sent me a note about Travel Boy says that there are teams that bring, here it is, their own PA systems now to travel team. I don't remember that when we did it. Not that long ago either, but I guess that's more of a last few years thing. It says teams bring their own PA systems, portable Bluetooth speakers. There is an app you can use that makes player announcements / music, or a mic where you can go do it yourself. Music between innings builds the whole nine yards. So travel teams now come complete with music for each player, music between innings, what, the ability to announce your players? Now, what if both sides are doing this? Are you just bleeding music into each other? Are both sides announcing? I don't really know. Yeah, I don't really know. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. This is good. Oh, this is so good. Bill, the only Buckeye players needing therapy is the linebacker crew that had to cover the Bama receivers. They're still having nightmares. That is so good. I wonder after the Ohio State-Alabama game if somebody writing up the Ohio State story said, the university, in its infinite wokeism, or wokeness, has therapy for the players who had to chase Smitty all night. We're waiting on them. After midnight, we will be available for them if they need somebody to sit down and talk with. because chasing Smitty around all over the place has to be a nightmare that never ends. And there's never a good ending to that either. Top of the hour, Balls of Steel. Yeah, just hold back another few minutes. We're coming. Omni Nashville Hotel.
We urge you to pay these prices and please pay no more.
Good morning. Still heavy traffic out here as expected this time of the morning coming through Mount Juliet. All this traffic flow leaving Wilson County down I-40 through Hermitage. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks out here. They're clearing that one. Woodbine Boulevard to Hillsboro Pike should be cleared up in just a few minutes. Still a lot of traffic coming in from Dixon County on I-40 East, especially up through Kingston Springs. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on June 11th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Lynch Tree Service has been helping Middle Tennesseans for more than 25 years. Whether you need tree pruning and maintenance, stump grinding, or even land clearing, Lynch Tree Service is here to help. Their number one priority is to provide customers with the best tree services possible at an extremely competitive price. For more info, give them a call at 615-444-4676 or look them up on the web at lynchtreeservice.com.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show.
That was the case, but you know, I slept on it, and about two, I made a call and said, you know, what Fred want to do.
Rob in the 540 says, Bill, wasn't Tom Herman implicated in a happy ending controversy? Maybe that's what influenced him to install the spread O at Ohio State. I don't know about T-Bar Tommy. There's so much that follows T-Bar Tommy around, I couldn't even tell you. I've forgotten so much about that guy. Is Tommy Herman ever going to be a thing in college football again? His name is, obviously, he's no longer Texas, but his name is not there. Which, didn't he just join a pro team? Somebody jog my memory. I promise you, I don't even remember. Didn't he just join, was it the Detroit Lions, or I don't even know. Tom up in Milwaukee, who used to live many years ago in the 615. Stad got sent down here to work on, what was it, a graduate degree or something at Peabody. Peabody. Yeah, went to Peabody. Tom up in Milwaukee. Bill, kids who grew up on a dairy farm tend not to complain about stress and overwork later in life. I haven't heard that one. I mean, I don't know that you're wrong about that. I just don't know. I didn't grow up on a dairy farm, but, wait a minute. We had, part of my upbringing was on a farm, yes, and loved it, absolutely loved it. We had cattle, but not dairy cattle. We had horses, we had guinea hens, chickens. I think it was just a hobby for my dad. But yeah, we had, but it wasn't a true working farm per se. We had donkeys. we had donkeys sent in from the Grand Canyon, we were told, that will eat the Canadian thistle. It's a real purpley. You've seen these thistles. They come from Canada. And they spread, and they're eyesores. You see them on interstates all the time. And we were told that these donkeys would eat those thistles. And they never did. They came, grazed the property, but they would not eat the thistles. We had everything. Yeah, we had all that stuff. Rode horses there for a few years, probably junior high type age, and realized that's more work than I was willing to do. You don't just go get a horse, jump on its back, ride it around, and then it's waiting on you every day. It doesn't work that way. I found that out. Looked a lot more sexy than it actually was. Oh, no, Kev says Tom Herman's with the Bears. Okay. I did not know. I said Detroit. I guess geographically I wasn't too far away up in Big Ten country. Balls of Steel, I'll tell you what, we're close. So if you have any nominations, go ahead and post those, and we will get to them beginning Monday edition, hour number three. Again, on Mondays we do not guest it up. I have, now a couple of weeks ago we had a guest to talk about Pretty Boy and Fields, and but Mondays very rarely, not even once a year do we have a guest. Not even once a year. Probably once every several years we'll have a guest on. And I'd say for the most part, yeah, we don't guest it up on Mondays. So we just have all this latitude to go anywhere we want to go with the show, which is fun. It could be, we could get nailed down on some college football item. We may float around a little bit outside of it. It just depends. Depends on the day. Depends on the time of year. Non-playing portion of the season. Now, I'll give you this about the non-playing portion of the season. We have a little more latitude there. Once we get to the playing portion, the games, whether it's what we just saw or what's coming up, that usually dominates each millisecond on the show. For the most part, right? Non-playing portion of the season is where you have a chance to stretch out a little bit, go in areas you typically wouldn't go just because it's fun, it's entertaining, etc. Yeah, you have a little time to do that during the non-playing portion of the season. Now, Balls of Steel, doesn't matter what time of year it is. Playing portion, non-playing portion, we do that every Monday. So if you have any nominations, you can go ahead and post those. And hour three, which is just around the corner, we will get those to you. I have not looked. Let me see. I bet you if I hit this one monitor here, I want to see the markets this morning. I bet you it's on the Food Network. I bet you it's not on, nope, it's not on Bloomberg. Yeah, it's somebody doing something with a salad. right in front of me. Okay, there's Bloomberg. Let's see if I can figure out what's going on in the pre-market. We're about 30-plus minutes out on this Monday. What's today going to be? Futures right now are red. Two things that you don't want to do, at least this morning. Right now, if you're scared of the color red, blood, don't look at the markets. And don't look at Josh's picture with a big hole in his arm. I'm not putting that on Twitter. No, I'm not. If I put that on Twitter, oh, my God, I'd get, you know what the backlash would be? I'm used to getting screamed at on Twitter. That's normal, okay? But if I put that picture of Josh there with a big hole in his arm, I'd get, oh, no telling what would happen. I was never planning on doing that. That's something he sent me, but. Yeah, don't look at the picture of Josh. If Josh sends it to you, if you're scared of blood, don't look at it. You won't be happy. You may faint. Balls of Steel coming up. Omni.
We think I had this one. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.